Since there are thousands of earmarks in past federal budgets for hometown projects of members of Congress, the move by incoming House Appropriations Committee Chairman Dave Obie is seen as severe. But Obie says Republicans who have controlled Congress abused earmarks.
There's some people who have fouled the nest by their abuse of the process. We need to reform the process by which earmarks are provided before we provide any additional earmarks. So we are suspending them for this fiscal year.
Earmarks aren't necessarily wasteful. They're designed to prioritize local projects needed by communities. So Obie says this is a temporary move until they can restore integrity to the system. He's mum on just how he and Senate Appropriations Chairman Robert Byrd will do it.
I will lay out that when the time comes. I don't intend to publicly describe what we intend to do until we're ready to vote on it, because I don't want to give every lobbyist in town 3 weeks advance notice on how to torpedo what it is we're trying to do.
In fact, Obie says it will mean an end to funding many local programs across the country, including in his own 7th Congressional District in northern Wisconsin. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.